Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. And before we take a moment to pray, I just wanted to mention to those of you who are perhaps regular listeners and heard the last message that I ministered on the subject of anger, how to deal with anger according to the Word of God. In my personal time of reading, I just ran across a few points that I thought will illustrate how important it is that we learn how to deal with anger, because even the greatest among us are very prone and likely to have issues with this. And as I was reading, I would like to reference the life of Moses. And as the book of Deuteronomy ends, as you know, as sort of a recounting before Moses dies, he shares again the importance of being obedient to all the commands of the Lord. And in Deuteronomy 34 in verse 10, it declares, "Of this man, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." And then, these are just little details, but they're sobering, but also, in the case I'm going to share with you, I think a little interesting, and perhaps even amusing. But if you recall, when God called Moses up into the mount, he did that twice. He was in the presence of God 40 days and 40 nights without food or water, supernaturally, obviously, sustained by God. And in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, thirty-two, in verses 15 and 16. Let me read this. "And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hands. The tables were written on both their sides, on one side and on the other were they written." Listen to this. This is what I want you to hear. And it's easy. I mean, I have never noticed this before, as often as I may have read it. "The tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables." But notice here that the very tables themselves, God fashioned them. And then he wrote with the very finger of God the commandments that Moses was to give to the children of Israel. And then when we go over just a couple of chapters, we see at the end of chapter 33 that God told him, "Go down, and because the people you've brought out from Egypt have corrupted themselves." And Moses was so angry. This was the situation of the golden calf. And He was so upset, he took those tablets that he had brought down from the presence of the Lord, and he was so angry, he smashed them. He was horrified. He was so upset when he saw what Israel had done to so soon forget the commands of the Lord. And so in chapter 34, the Lord said unto Moses, "Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were on the first tables, which thou breakest." So in this instant, there's no record of God speaking to Moses, the fact that he smashed those tablets because he was so furious and angry with the people. Well, the Lord was angry as well, but this time he had Moses hew the tablets. And then, of course, there's another situation that was much more serious, recorded in Numbers. This is the 20th chapter, verse 11. And God had told Moses to speak to the rock. That's representative of Christ Jesus. And again, he was so angry with the congregation because they were murmuring against the Lord, murmuring against Moses. And God said, take the rod at the assembly, go with Aaron, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And so he took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him, and listened to what Moses said. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And he lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And of course, the water came out abundantly. The congregation and their beasts drank. But the fact of the matter is, he did not obey. There was great spiritual significance to it that Moses probably didn't understand at the time. But that unrestrained anger, because what made him do that? He was so angry. Can you imagine? He dealt with those people. I mean, that poor man had so much to deal with. But he struck the rock twice, which he did. God said, speak to it. Because it was representative of Christ. Christ is smitten only once. He dies only once on the cross, suffers the humiliation. And so as a result, Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land because he didn't. The Lord said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land I have given them. And so, again, these were just small details from the life of Moses, but that just shows even this very godly man, this prophet who wasn't like, I mean, there was none like him. God spoke with him face to face, that the enemy delights very much in us losing our testimony with unrighteous anger. So I just wanted to share that with you. But now we have a new subject we're going to speak on this week and share, and I believe from the Lord that it's very significant for the times in which we're living. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, I thank you for this privilege that we can gather together and share this time together, Lord, that you may minister to our hearts, that we can hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Lord, you ask that question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Lord, we want to be those people of faith. We want to be your people who love your word and hearken unto your word, not just listen to it or study it, but Lord, we will actually do it. We won't deceive ourselves, but we will not only be hearers, but doers of the word of God. And so, Father, thank you that even now you're ministering to the needs of the listening audience. Lord, my brothers and sisters, those who are going through battles, those who have physical illness, those who are ill, those who are having to deal with some difficult situations with loved ones in terms of the family, or situations that have been erupted in the workforce. Father, we're just asking God for your mercy. We're asking for your strength. We ask for divine healing. We claim the very promises of God. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Father, I thank you for provision. Lord, because of the recent situation, many have been out of work. Finances and provision have been very difficult. But God, we look to you. You are our provider. And so, Father, as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord, I pray for the provision of God's people, Lord, that you will meet their every need according to your riches in glory. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, what I would like to be sharing as we begin the time in the Word, and that is a message I've entitled God's Call to His Church. And even though it deals with a period of time historically significant in the life of Israel, yet there's great spiritual application for the times in which we are living. God called to His church back in the time of Nehemiah when they were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. We're going to be looking at the book of Nehemiah and see, and as I've just gone over the scriptures, it's like amazing how God he gave him a battle plan for the spiritual warfare, the intense spiritual warfare that they had when he obeyed the Lord and the walls of Jerusalem were being built. But we want to look at this not just as a historical event, but to see modus operandi, if you will, of how the enemy works in our own lives, and more importantly, how we can respond in a godly way, because I can tell you the end of the book, if you're not familiar with it, there was great victory, miraculous victory, that this tremendous feat that Nehemiah had been commissioned with, the walls around Jerusalem were built in 52 days, and it was a sign of God's providence, a sign of God's favor. And so even today, while we're not talking about physical walls around a city or something actually physical, the spiritual principles are what are important, because just as Nehemiah and the people of God who were loyal and faithful and hearkening to their leaders, just as they experience severe opposition, so are we today in the hour in which we are living. It's become increasingly unpopular to be a Christian. And the hordes of demonic hindrance and warfare that is being released from the very pit of hell are very real. And so we need to be powerful, wise, spiritual warfarers, warriors, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so I invite you to join me in the days following, and we will go into the lessons that the Lord would have us learn. But for now, I bring this broadcast to a close, and I do ask that if any of you are going through a special time of difficulty, there's great power in agreeing prayer when it is prayed in unity and in accordance with the will of God. If we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. And if He hear us, we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. Please know that I love you and I pray for you every day. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.